Yes, it is my pleasure and privilege to welcome to the programme Chairman of the Board of Near Media Co-op, Vincent Teeling. Good morning, Vincent, and welcome to our programme.
Morning, Downey. Morning, good morning. How are you?
I am well. It is amazing how fast this little chat of ours comes round every year, Vincent.
Yes, it seems as if it's getting shorter and shorter as each year goes by, Downey.
Yes.
But sure, we won't labour on it so much. But I will say to you this morning, Downey, that fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And you've caught me this morning because I had some small amount of notes prepared for our little chat. And believe it or not, I left them at home and I forgot them. So I will need you to use all your broadcasting skills to bring me back on track, so to speak, in case I forget.
Well, it's going to be a very short interview, so Vincent. No, all joking aside, I suppose we normally start this off on I suppose, a bad note. We remember those who have passed on to their eternal reward from Near FM during the year.
Indeed. Indeed, Downey, we do.
And our friend Dermot Brangan comes swiftly to mind.
Well, you know, that's exactly it. Like, when we speak once a year, Downey, we speak about volunteering, we speak about community spirit, we speak about participation, and we speak about commitment. And they're all, you know, the ingredients that really form the workings of the Near Media Co-op, because without those ingredients, we have absolutely nothing. And it's interesting that you start this morning on a very sad note, but in lots of ways, a happy note to be able to reflect on what people give to our organisation. And so much so that we can look back on a great volunteer. And I mean that in the sense of a great volunteer for commitment and dedication to the cause in Dermot that he brought to the organisation. And he's going to be very, very sorely and sadly missed.
Yeah, I think, in fairness, Vincent, you know, it wouldn't be an incorrect statement to say the word no did not exist in Dermot's vocabulary, no matter when he was asked to fill in. And I know he did 6 weeks on the bounce for me while I was out at the start of the year, and it was no problem to him. He really loved coming in. He loved being involved. He just got it. He got the whole ethos of community.
Yes, agreed. And if we talk about participation and all different kind of program types, well, sure. What can I say? A fountain of knowledge from a number of years ago with regard to our politics and current affairs programming, to our social inclusion programming, and then to all genres of music. I think everything from dance to Irish traditional and country rap, I think I heard at one stage, and everything in between. So a wonderful volunteer, no doubt, a wonderful volunteer. And the type of volunteering that others, you know, when they look and say, well, what is it really to be a volunteer? Well, you just have to look at what Dermot brought to our Near Media Co-op, and you know immediately. So much so that he himself wasn't necessarily content, if that's the word to use, with his volunteering per se, but of course he also undertook to formalise that in an academic way by completing his degree that, of course, the Near Media Co-op with Clonstradulic and Wolverhampton University provide tutoring and so on and so forth for. So all friends and volunteers and family and the wider community can be very proud, I think, of what Dermot brought to our organisation.
And an all-round very, very decent human being into the bargain as well, which is, I think it's as much as anybody would like to be said about them. Vincent, another very successful year, and I am thinking particularly of the Crail Music Awards, or should I say Radio Awards.
Yes.
And once again, Near FM featuring, no, we don't do this and make programmes to win awards, but it is, and it must be satisfying to get the, I suppose, the credit paid by our peers and Crail in particular. And Crail, by the way, Crail Fela is the annual meeting of all community radio stations, for those who don't know.
The National Association of Community Broadcasters. And you're correct, Dermot, we could get, you know, a little bit casual in our approach to these awards, but and none of us in the Near Media Co-op do anything for awards. That's not what it's about. And if we never got got an award, well, so be it. But in saying that, it is nice for those who have given their time, their dedication, and their professionalism in their amateur status as volunteers, that they're recognised by their peers. And these awards aren't easily got by, and they're not easily come by. You've got to be able to prove that you're able to use the word again, to have all the ingredients to be able to produce quality, professional broadcasts, completely developed around our sense of access, sustainability, media literacy, and the improvement of our community. Because at the end of the day, I think that's what we're all about in Near Media Co-op, is the improvement of the lives of those in our community, whether that be through entertainment, education, a voice, access for those who don't always have a voice in the media. And from the Crail Awards to some of our Sound and Vision programming, to some of the programs and projects that will be coming online early next year, and now one of them you're involved in, with regard to the news gathering exercise from community radios around the country. These all bring our platform, our community radio platform, to a different kind of level and a different expectation, I think, on what the community expects from us, what the licensing authority expects from us, and I think what we expect from ourselves, to be fair.
And I think, Vincent, and I appreciate that you have a meeting to head to and you're kind of tight for time this morning, but I do think, and maybe it's when you're maybe inside the tent looking out, things look different than when you're outside looking in. But I think, and it's just my impression, that the programmes we make here now, as you see, I'm sort of... I was heavily involved with the current affairs side of things, and we'll be moving that on to a news segment in the new year. But I'm looking at the documentaries and I see stuff that's made by loads of other people. I was involved, luckily enough, to be involved with Respect Wars last year, which did very well for us as well, and other projects. The standard of what we produce, Vincent, I just, you know, you walk away from it and you can feel, yeah, that's a job well done. But I would listen, I don't know about you, but I would listen to quite a lot of radio. I've said it before that I would listen to more radio than I would watch TV. And the standard of what's produced, the standard of what's produced here would easily stand up to, and in a lot of cases exceed, what would be produced by some of the commercial radio stations.
Well, I mean, look, you know, why wouldn't it be, Tony? Because we approach broadcasting in a completely different way, and leaving out the technical standards that we aspire to and we expect of each other, in one sense they become the norm. We have an expectation of extremely high technical standard. But after that, when we start talking about editorial type areas, production values, I think lots of other broadcasters and those who use radio as a medium maybe could look at us and see the way we approach things in an inclusive manner, in a way that doesn't allow necessarily the volunteering voices of the Near Media Co-op to take centre stage. We don't have personalities. All we have are mixtures of voices, local people producing local community programming, and also giving voice to those who know what they're talking about. So when we go out to do a documentary in our community, it's the community that speak, the people who actually know about the subject matter, which I think develops, hopefully, a sense of awareness of for us of what our place is as facilitators, really, more than anything else. And I think a testament to the activity of staff and volunteers of Near Media Co-op is the fact that it's very difficult to list all the activities. You know, it's very difficult to pick one out because there are so many and so varied. We're on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And that's the radio. That's without us even looking at our whole online and our television output and our podcasting output. So it's actually a huge challenge for me as the chairperson and for our committee of management to actually, you know, single out any activity. But we operate very clearly. I don't want to get bogged down in it, but we operate very clearly. Your committee of management, the community's committee of management, operate clearly on a strategic plan. That strategic plan is put in place with the committee of management, coordination committee, the sub-programming committees, and also our dedicated staff platform leads and staff and our crew from Intrio. And we follow the strategic plan. And if you look at the strategic plan, it is all about what we've spoken about. It's all about every element of our output has, you know, are joined together. That's probably the best way of saying it. So I'm looking forward to next year. I know last year was a tough year in lots of ways. We had a tough year. But we are also growing and developing what we do every day, and I'm looking forward to next year. I think it's going to be a really, really good year for the Near Media Co-op, and I want to take this opportunity, Donny, of thanking our committee of management who meet to run the affairs of our project and our cooperative. They're in the background, and you know, their voices are never heard on the microphone, but a dedicated group, our platform coordinators who have made our careers within the Near Media Co-op and are so dedicated to what they do, and our wider group of volunteers, because without them and without Northside Today, sure, we would be nowhere. So I want to wish everyone a very happy and peaceful end to 2018, and I think I want to give my best wishes for 2019 to everybody.
Vincent, I think on that note we'll leave it. I was going to just refer briefly to two items. One, I think I will put back until maybe the start of 2019, which is our month-long news desk, which will be coming to you from 5 until 5:30 each day, Monday to Friday. We'll talk more about that in the new year.
I knew you'd get that one in, Downey.
Oh, yes. Never miss an opportunity. The other thing is, and it's, I want to close on this one because it's very current, very topical, and can I say, Vincent, extremely brave. This Wednesday night, Declan Cahill and his crew, Curtain Up or Curtain Down, I can't remember which one it is actually at the moment.
Curtain
it's,
Up.
It's live on the radio. Yes. No pre-records.
Yes.
All the play is going to be done live, and the music, singing the whole lot live. Yes. That is bravery of the highest.
Yes, of course it is. And to be honest with you, their end of year program is always one to put in the calendar to listen into, because it's always so interesting. Yes, I think we're going right back to the, you know, to Radio Air and the GPO for live drama, to be honest with you. But I don't think anyone tries to do live drama, but they are, and they are extremely professional at it. I'd encourage everyone to try and tune in. They're a great group of volunteers, to be honest with you. Really, you know, they operate their own affairs. They're like one of the teams in a football team. They're out there representing the club, representing the Near Media Co-op, but doing their own thing. And I think it's wonderful, and I think it's a good note to end on.
Vincent, thank you for everything during the year. Indeed, thank you and your board of management, because you make working here and doing the job an awful lot easier than it may otherwise be. To you and your family and everybody, Vincent, thank you so much, and thank you for joining me this morning for our annual yearly wrap-up. Vincent, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Donny. Okay, and good morning.
Bye-bye.